And on the line now is Kevin Boxer-Moran, the Minister of State with the responsibility for the Office of Public Works. Minister, you're on the line to talk to us about the report into the Leinster House bike shed, amongst other matters. But listening to Superintendent Geraghty there talking about the funeral of Garda Kevin Flatley, it's a tough day today for the Flatley family and for An Garda Síochána.
It is a very sad day for the Flatley family, and you know, it's a outspread shock when this news broke through, but I can only imagine what the family are going through, and An Garda Síochána, and our thoughts are with the family at this time, and that is the whole of government. Our support is with the family and An Garda Síochána.
And thank you for those remarks. Let's move on now to talk about that Deloitte report into the cost of the Leinster House bike shed. We all know now at this stage, €336,000. One of their main findings, a value for money assessment was not conducted for the bike shelter project and is currently not standard practice for expenditure under €500,000. What have you done about that, and what's the time frame?
Well, can I say at the outset, I welcome the report. And one of the key findings in the report is that we have an eternal auditor appointed. And can I say today that under open competition, we've now a new head of internal audit has been appointed as Principal Loeffler, and on the recommendation of the report. And there's now a key focus and ensuring that all internal audits and recommendations are dealt with in agreed time frame. Mm-hmm. This has been reviewed by the management board on a quarterly basis. And I want to make sure as minister, and can I say that back in September of 24, the chairman of the OPW initiated to the PAC that he would agree to this report, internal as it is, but the report has been dealt with. And I know at the time there was people throwing eyebrows up in the air on an internal report, but the report has come out with findings that I welcome and I want to recommend them. And we are recommending them right across the board in OPW. Okay. And I'm very much focused on delivering value for money.
Okay. So the recommendation from the Deloitte report that the role that you should have a promotion, basically, of the internal audit functions so that it would have enough seniority to question management. That has happened. Is that right?
That is. And that has happened. And okay. That's a key focus of mine and as the chairman of the OPW.
And given that we did have the internal report from the OPW themselves last autumn, did we need an external auditor's report?
Well, I think it's important that we show that we're upfront and clear how we go forward in the OPW. We get a lot of the big projects come on budget on time and right, and where the report has found a weakness is in the projects from 500,000 down. And by the report and mm-hmm. the others, the way it conducted it, we are now, as I say, implementing those reports. And I, as minister, I could say I'm only in the job and I could blame all the people in the past, but no, I'm head of this department. I believe in the OPW, I believe in the brand, and I know what it is, Anya. I know I'm self-employed before I went into Dáil Éireann. I know what it is to make euro, I know what it is to spend euro, but I know the people that are going to work this morning, sitting in the cars, the people are on the buses. They want to see the value for money. They yeah. want to see the projects delivered. And that's my job, head of this department, to make sure we do that.
But, we have all these reports and we have all these findings. But, to many people listening in their cars this morning, Minister, value for money, checking that in advance, that would seem to be a basic. Communicating to the Oireachtas about the costs, that would seem to be a basic. Filling out the forms and making sure all the documentation was complete, that would seem to be a basic. And the question people have again and again is, why aren't the basics being done?
Well, all I can say to you, we acknowledge and put our hands up, there's weakness within the OPW and delivering on those small projects. But we have to also put up our hand and say that one of the recommendations in the report is to put a new head of internal auditors that we have appointed. And that's to make sure that we learn from mistakes. I know people out there listening to me respond, oh, we hear this all the time. But I can assure you, me as minister will deliver on those, what the recommendations has come out. And I want to deliver on the projects going forward. We have a massive budget. I want to make sure we spend that budget mm-hmm. with value for money in all projects, and we're doing that at present. I can only say to you that putting our hands up, we acknowledge there's issues, but we move on and we have to learn from them. And we have dealt with the, most of the recommendations of the report that I'm happy to say that we're dealing with. Some people are saying the
length of
the time.
What's still outstanding that hasn't been dealt with?
No, I'm quite happy with all the recommendations that was put forward, that we're dealing with them and we're going with the recommendation. I said to you, I meet with the management board myself regularly, but I meet with the chairman of the OPW on a daily basis, and where we can improve, we would continue to improve. But the main thing, as you said, the people are in the car. Me as minister, and with the new recommendations put forward, that we'll deliver for value.
So
for
you
money.
Can reassure the public that any penny, any project, no matter how small, whether it's below 500,000 or not, that value for money will be carried out from here on in, that the documentation will all be checked and completed. You can assure the public about that this morning.
I can assure the public of that, and that's one thing that I'm very much focused on, okay. And that is the OPW. And right across government, it's just not just OPW, it's right across government. We've been speaking to Taoiseach, we've been speaking to the Minister of Finance. We all want value for money, and that's one focus when we went into the programme of government. This has to be delivered. And I, as Minister, right. As I say, some people say this report took a long, long time to come to fruition, but I wanted to make sure before the report was published that we're implementing what's in the report, and I'm happy to say we're doing that.
Okay. Just in general, in terms of government spending and the controversies that can arise and the fact that we always seem to be looking at these things after the money has been spent and there's been a row about it, should the Controller and Auditor General have more powers and resources, for instance, to spot check projects in real time and make sure that excessive costs are not being incurred?
Well, I think that's a matter for the Minister of Finance to and the wider group, wider government to look at. I, as Minister within the OPW, as Murray's focus on deliver on the budget that I receive, and I want to make sure we get that value for money, and I'm confident going forward we will.
Right. You were on recently with this Minister talking about the situation at Castledown. Of course, the controversy over access there and a Garda investigation ongoing into damage that was done to Office of Public Works vehicles there. You met community representatives, I understand, recently. Can you update us on what's been happening?
Well, first of all, I met with the staff of the OPW for about an hour, and I can say to you, Anya, with some of the stuff that I heard in the letter that was handed to me and that I read carefully, I can't believe some of the things that was happening down there and how the staff feel. But I'll deal with that with the staff, and I make sure the staff that I'm delighted to say to want to go back to work and want to work in Castledown, and that's a key focus of me while the investigation.
What do you mean about you can't believe what was going on there?
Well, some of the aspects that the staff told me, being filmed going to work, and other issues that's taken place there, that if you go for a drink at night, there have been, I suppose, contacting, bullied, or whatever way you want to put it, the staff don't feel safe in some aspects. Mm-hmm. I want to assure the staff that OPW are supporting them 100%, but as I say to you, the good news story of it, the staff want to go back to work. And we have to look at this going on 18 months, and in total, I think 3 staff retired and a total of 7, maybe 8 staff have left. And that's a worrying trend that was happening down here in Castledown. But I've met with the staff from moving forward. I met with all the groups. I have to say, I had very good conversations across the table with all groups. There's difficulty with one. They didn't accept some of what I was proposing, but I'll work with them going forward. But we have to acknowledge that, like, back in 18 months ago, this was closed. And since I've come into office, I've reopened it. There was issues in terms of Ballylangie Avenue, in terms of there was 16 to 20 cars going up. That's a private laneway into OPW staff going into work. We've dealt with that by buying the site at Dunmacomber. We've put a car park there. We bring our staff in vehicles, thanks to the people of Ballylangie Avenue that have agreed to. Then we come to what's called Lime Avenue. This is where difficult is. I have to get 4 to 5 service vehicles into that house to make sure that we open from dawn to dusk. But you also have to consider, when people want to protect Lime Avenue, I fully appreciate what people have views about, but OPW are managed the state, or manage the Castledown House on behalf of the state. We have to get those essential services in there. You have a house.
It's just, have you had a letter, Minister, from the Irish Wheelchair Association about Lime Avenue, that it would be impossible for somebody in a wheelchair, if they encountered a car or a vehicle on Lime Avenue, to be able to move safely out of the way?
Yes, I have received letters was given me on behalf of one of the committees. But Anya, I have to be honest, all our sites up and down the country are shared entrances where we have people walking, people in wheelchairs, people in buggies, people in bikes, and we have people using them in vehicles, and they work extremely well. But in this case, we also have a utility service to provide that's used working, which is Irish Water, entering the site with no accompanied vehicle, with no one walking up Lime Avenue, and this is not practical. Like, we spoke there at length about value for money. Me putting a traffic control management system in there with people walking cars on a cost of nearly 10,000. I'd be on your program explaining that. Why are you doing that, Mr.? My proposal is to put a buggy that would come down with courtesy feet with 10 kilometres an hour to bring vehicles, 4 to 5 essential vehicles up to Lime Avenue, up to the house to do essential work. We want to get the bins. We want to get the toilets. They are nesting. If the, I would appeal to people right across Selbridge and Leixlip to go and talk to the gate protectors to tell them what we're trying to do here is in the interest of the public at large. So we, as OPW, want to be friends and neighbours to everybody living and around that area. And I, as Minister, want to continue the work to put that house back where it belongs.
So I'm sorry to cut across you, Minister, but there's one other question I need to get to briefly, and it concerns another treasured natural amenity that the public like to have access to, and that's Skellig Mhíle. No boat service this summer yet?
Well, I put it like this, Anya, this is before the courts. We have to wait for the outcome of the courts on the 4th of next month. We were out there working to make sure that we had the site ready for visitors. There was challenges made to the on based on the licence. It's before the courts, and there's little or nothing I can say until the findings that I'm disappointed. Because it's hugely treasured part of tourism in Kerry, and I want to make sure as Minister of OPW that we'll continue with the outcome of the court and get the people back to work and get the visitors out onto that site.
Kevin Boxer-Moran, Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works. Thank you.